So Revi of Vayishlach is really a transitional Leah between the encounter of Yaakov with Esav and Vatete Dina Bas Leah, which is the beginning of Chamishi. In fact, Chazal saw a connection between these two things, Dina Heichan Haisa, and Yaakov was punished, Kafza Alav Shechem, because he concealed Dina, who could have possibly helped restore Esav. Very fascinating idea. The Ramban's doctrine has to be introduced here. The Ramban's doctrine of what was going on when Yaakov was in Sukkos, he was still in the Eivir HaYarden for those 18 months, is that he was particularly concerned about being attacked by Esav. He was Shaleach LoDoron until he came to Eretz Canaan, where Yitzchak would obviously serve as protection, and not only that, but this Chos HaAretz, the Ramban Lishitaso in a thousand different ways there. So Yaakov felt very vulnerable until he entered the city of Shechem. And part of the indication of Yevo Yaakov Shalem Yer Shechem is this gave Yaakov a feeling of confidence. You know, Rashi says in three areas, B'mamono and Begufo, and most importantly, B'toraso, but the Ramban, you know, picks up on this idea that there was a certain confidence that Yaakov had, you know, Shalem Yer Shechem Asher Be'eretz Canaan, Bivomi Padan Aram, he finally felt that he had arrived. Vayichanes Pnei Ha'ir. So when he builds the Mizbeach in that context, right, there's clearly a sense of Hoda'a and reflection. Targum Onkelos says, Vayatsev Sham Mizbeach, Vayikra Sham, Vayikra Lo, excuse me, El Elokei Yisrael, Upalachaloi Kadam Mikael Eloka di Yisrael. So he worshipped on it in front of Hashem, the God of Israel. Rashi disagrees, and he says, obviously the Mizbeach's name is not El. Of course, there's a Midrashic tradition that Yaakov is called El, but the Mizbeach is named as the God who did miracles on behalf of Yaakov Avinu, Kilomar Mishu El, who HaKadosh Baruch Hu Elohim Li Shishmi Yisrael. Right, Lo Shem Mizbeach, Karoi Elohei Yisrael, Al Shem Mishah, Haya HaKadosh Baruch Hu Imo, V'Hitzilo Kar Shem Mizbeach, Al Shem Hanes. Just like Moshe later on, after his encounter with Amalek, Vayikra Shemo Hashem Nisi. That's part of the theme that we were discussing yesterday, as the encounter with Esav, especially Vayivaser Yaakov Levado, is kind of a forerunner to the encounter with Amalek. So be that as it may, we have the Rashbam expanding on the doctrine of Rashi, which the Ramban fundamentally approves of as well. Sheitzilani milavanu mi'esav, kolomar lohim hu aloi Yaakov, v'chomoshesh karin shem Adam Eliezer, Emmanuel, kimochen nikra ha'mizbeach kach, right, that God was with us. So Kael Elohei Yisrael, meaning the God who was with me, who saw me through all of these travails, from Esav originally, from Lavan, from Esav again. So Yaakov really senses that in a very meaningful way, he's arrived. The Sforno just adds on one point of that. Karlo v'tulaso es ha'kel yizbarach le'lohim, kimo shenira v'amro v'haya ha'sham li le'lohim. Now this goes all the way back to what he said in Beis El, v'haya ha'sham li le'lohim, v'zek she'ahu Yisrael, shelo yuchlu umo solam la'vir al dato. When we've demonstrated our credentials in terms of our fidelity to Torah and mitzvos, v'aldas kono kimoshe hiskir benidro limala, as he stated previously, v'haya Hashem li lokim, right, v'shavti v'shalom obeisavi. Now all of that is coming to pass. So it's not just Elokei Yaakov, but it's Elokei Yisrael, ki sarisem elokim imanashim v'atuchal, that I haven't surrendered my values. And that's what Yaakov is celebrating, the God who was with me, maybe specifically because, you know, I was unprepared to surrender these very cherished values. And I think this is a very important inflection point in the text, right? The next pasuk is Vatetze Dina Basleya Asher Yalda LeYaakov, back to Yaakov, Liros Bivnos Haaretz. So Yaakov, clearly in building the Mizbeach, he's back in Eretz Canaan, he's Shalem. As the Ramban notes, he suspects that he's really in the clear. And of course, now Kafatz Alav, let's call it, paraphrase it, Rogzo or Rogza Shaldina, that Yaakov thinks that he's arrived, he builds the Mizbeach, he's Shalem, he's safe from Esav, he's safe from Lavan, Hashem has been with me all this time, Kael Elokei Yisrael, and he builds that Mizbeach, and he's starting to develop a foothold in the land of Israel, Vayiken Eschelka Sasada, and then Yaakov is all the way back in a different kind of trouble. With Shimon, with Levi, with Dina, Achartemosi. And, you know, Yaakov just, it's an unbelievable, you know, set of travails that Yaakov has to deal with in terms of just how challenging his life really is. you know, it's not just L'parshas Vayeshev, where it's Mavakshin Tzadikim L'Yeshev B'Shalva. Yet this is a moment when Yaakov thought that that's exactly what this foreigner was saying. V'shavti v'shalom al-beis avi, v'ya shamli l'lokim, and now I'm building the Mizbeach, I've come back in peace, you know, I went through my challenge in life, and now I'm ready to settle down, you know, in Eretz Canaan with my family, Lavan, Esav, all of the, you know, difficulties of the past, I'm ready to put behind me, shalem, and v'teitze dina basleya. That is the story, of course, of the struggles of Yaakov Avinu. He has to toggle between Yaakov and Yisrael. Yaakov, the Yaakov of struggle, Vayivaser Yaakov Levado, Yisrael, the triumphant name, right? Lo Yaakov Yamer Od Shimcha, discussed the other day, is not an entire reality. It's not like the Gemara Brachos talks about Kol HaKorei Avraham, B'Shem Avram, Over Ba'aseh, Vayya Avraham Shemecha. Yaakov continues to have to struggle with the shame that reflects that struggle, Yado Chazes Ba'kei Ve'sav, even after he perceives himself to be in the clear in Eretz Canaan, Shalem Yerushchem.